Even though we learned that one is not allowed to use the tree on Shabbos, not to climb on it, not to climb off of it, not to put things on it, not to take them off of it. Even roots of the tree that got exposed, and the three tefachim above the ground, they have a din of a tree, and you're not allowed to use them. Less than three tefachim above the ground, then they're considered like part of the karka. It's mutter to use it. Mishabu says he also a branch of a tree which is growing within three tefachim of the ground is also considered part of the ground. Karka chashivi, which means that's considered part of the ground, therefore one can sit on it. Mishabu discusses what about a small bush which is less than three tefachim above the ground that has fruit on it. Maybe over there, it's more of a chashash, you may pick up a fruit, and therefore you can't use it, even though it's less than three tefachim. It says the same thing would apply to a vegetable that is edible. Maybe it's also even less than three tefachim, according to this reason. So in the chiddush, even though pach is anything less than three tefachim is not a problem. If something edible, maybe it's more of a gzeira not to be involved, because you may pick it for eating purposes. What happens if you have a branch or root which starts higher than three tefachim, and then gradually goes on the slant to less than three tefachim. Malkum shegavoyim shloish asur, malkum sheinam gavoyim shloish mutarim. You go by each place, a part which is less than three tefachim above the ground is usable, and a part that's higher is not usable. So the chiddush over here is given this branch or root where it is emanating from the area of Isser, above three tefachim. Even so, and since the part you're using is less than three tefachim, it's permitted. Hoyu gavoyim shloish v'chol tachteim. If there were more than three tefachim above the ground, and there's a gap of three tefachim, you have a branch come out of a tree, and there's one three tefachim below it to the ground. Here, I guess, the ground is growing up on a tree. You can have a tree planted near a slope, or more than a slope. Sometimes you have two levels of ground trapped into the side of the hill, and they made one street on the bottom, one street on top. The tree is planted on the bottom side. But if you're standing on the top side, it's closed within three tefachim. Since only one side is less than three tefachim, the other three sides of this area of the tree, this trunk of the tree, is above three tefachim, we cannot use it. The verse says, it's only talking about from one side, less than three tefachim. From two sides, half of the circumference of that area is within three tefachim of the ground. And part is more than three tefachim, you can use the part which is less than three tefachim above the ground that you're standing on. One is allowed to go and stand and walk on things that are growing on the ground, grasses and other types of shrubbery that are growing on the ground. Whether they are moist, fresh, or they're dried out. You're allowed to go barefoot on grass and the like, even though there's a chance that maybe you get stuck between the toes and get ripped, but this is not a situation that is permitted. If you was going barefoot and after walking you found some shrubbery between his toes, he's not allowed to remove it directly because that's mukhsa. So I'll go in front of you, allowed to walk on the grasses because he's not mechaven to be toilish. Don't share the scale is mukhsa. There's a real whole discussion here about what about he's running on it. Over there, maybe there is a situation. If it's a situation that would be a situation, then it's a problem. So, if you eat in your backyard or in any yard which has shrubbery over there, be very careful not to pour the water in a place where things are growing. By doing so, you're watering them, and that it's a derisa, helps it grow, type of planting. Even though you don't have kapara, but it's something that definitely will happen, and therefore, it is also the right. If you're eating in somebody else's garden, that you don't care if it's growing or not, it belongs to somebody else. Here's a discussion where it's permitted. Nice, Mishabu says one should avoid it. It's the concept of tzigreisa l'nichalei. We try to avoid tzigreisa l'nichalei. But it's in your own garden, and the water is going to run off into an area where things are growing. That's a tzigreisa l'nichalei. Chazasa. Someone has to go to the bathroom, you can urinate on the area of things that are growing because it does not help them grow. Yes, there are other liquids also that are not beneficial for the growth of the shrubbery plants. It is permitted to pour over there. Therefore, the Ramah says, "Lachem tov lehakma shlo lecha baginos yishtamish shom imamayim." If you're eating a meal and you have liquids in your meal, drinking, it's recommended not to do it in a garden because sheyesh yizoshel yiplu shom. It's very hard to make sure that no water is going to find, no water is going to fall on here. The things are planting, and then you can be over resistant.